This is Nature Notes, a Maine Naturalist afield. I'm Glenn Muddlehauser, an ecologist and naturalist with Maine Natural History Observatory. This week I interview Peyton Kaler, who worked on Matinicus rock this past season. And this turns into a larger discussion with researchers on Seal Island and Eastern Egg Rock.
I'm Peyton Kaler, and I was on Matinicus rock for this past summer season. I started in 2023 on Mat as my first season. Last year I was on the Farallones, and then I came back to Matinicus this year. So this is my third seabird season, but my second one in Maine.
So how does that compare, that the seabird colony there compared to a Maine seabird colony?
It's surprisingly similar in terms of the species composition. Matt was my first seabird job, so I got an idea of what the colony dynamic is like. You have your petrels and your shearwaters that are underground, and then your gulls and your terns that are on the surface, and then the puffins that are in crevices. So all of those different niches that are filled. And then I was on the Farallones, and it was just interesting to see how different, but so similar it was. Like, yeah, it's a different area, but your black guillemots are replaced with pigeon guillemots. Your Atlantic puffins are replaced with tufted puffins and rhinoceros auklets. Leechy storm petrels with ashy storm petrels. There's no terns, but instead of terns being across the whole island, it's just western gulls everywhere. So it really is super similar. The atmosphere is probably what's most different, because on the East Coast, I would say it's more like sunshines and like rainbows, and like the oceans are a lot calmer. And then you go out to the Pacific, and like the oceans are just bashing everywhere, and it's more foggy and dreary and gray. Not that that's a bad thing. I actually liked how cold it was. But You'd have like winds blasting you at like 50 miles an hour some days, and that was just like normal. But on the East Coast, it's like sunshine, you're wearing your shorts. But yeah, the seabirds are similar. Very parallel.
Yeah, there's a strong current coming up, a cold water current in the Pacific.
Yeah.
So is the water colder than here? Because we've got a cold water current, Labrador current, comes into the Gulf of Maine.
Yeah, it's definitely colder over there on the west.
Huh.
Well, I mean, we saw a dove key and an ancient mullet on Matinicus this year, which was pretty cool.
As well as our tufted puffin.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Tufted head.
Yeah.
So is the idea that those are coming across the north of Canada now that that's not as iced in?
We're not sure. Yeah.
It's kind of cool because we had a northern gannet over on the Pacific, and then we have the tufted puffin over here on the Atlantic. So it's kind of cool to have like those swaps of things that aren't supposed to be where they are, but they come every year.
Yeah. I think this is the third or fourth year that what we are assuming is the same tufted puffin has come to most of the Alcid Islands in Maine.
It came to Egg Rock as well.
Yeah. And briefly to Seal.
Yes. We kept hopscotching between us.
Only one doesn't have a mate. So
no. The Atlantic puffins hate it. They hate it so much.
Not a fan.
It kind of chases after them and tries to bite them. And they are total weenies. And they get really scared and run away.
Yeah. I mean, the tufted puffin, like, it's significantly larger than the Atlantic puffins. Mm-hmm. It's very noticeable. Scary. And yeah, I think they don't like a stranger.
No.
The Atlantic puffins are quite timid.
Yeah. Yeah. They're fearful folk.
Yeah.
Yeah. They are. They really are.
Big weenies.
Their colonies are so much smaller here.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yes, very timid birds, regardless, probably.
Yeah. That was Nature Notes, a Maine Naturalist afield from the Maine Natural History Observatory. This program was produced by Glenn Muddlehauser. The theme music is Keeper of the Light by Hallie Pottle Parker, performed by Hallie Pottle Parker and Kate Pottle. For more information, you can go to mainenaturalhistory.org. You can find more episodes of Nature Notes on the WERU archive or wherever you get podcasts.